Well, I am. I'm just disappointed that they actually think they have to review it over a lengthy period of time. Like they're using the kind of argument that it's not a COVID situation and therefore they need to go back and look at the legislation. COVID was a crisis and the homelessness is a crisis, and they need to look at both of them as the same and protect people. Like, we're now in October, we're a few months away from Christmas. There's approximately over 1,300 children in the country in homeless services. And once again, we're asking the government, how many times do we have to ask children to spend Christmas Day in a homeless service? And it's just, it's ridiculous at this stage.
What about yourself, Karina? Would you agree with what Jackie has to say in this? And how confident would you be that this review isn't just for show, for optics, and that serious consideration has actually been given to such an eviction ban?
Sorry there, no, I couldn't. Good morning, first off. I couldn't actually hear what Jackie was saying there.
Oh, apologies. Are you happy, though, that an eviction ban is being reviewed, Karina? And would you be confident that it's not just for show, that there is actually serious consideration being given to such a ban?
Well, yes, I'm definitely happy that it's being reviewed, because we saw the effects of the moratoriums during COVID, with the ban on evictions during COVID, and the influence that had on the amount of people entering homeless services, as in it dropped off. So definitely happy that it's being reviewed. Yeah, no doubt about that.
The Taoiseach, he says if an eviction ban were to be introduced, that it has to be balanced against ensuring they're supplying the market, as the government they're concerned about the number of landlords selling up. And he said he fears an eviction ban could lead to legal challenges and that in turn more landlords would be bowing out of the market. What's your take on that?
There's always that risk, I suppose. I suppose the fact of the matter is landlords are leaving the market right now. I mean, we're dealing with 462 households who've been served notice. Pre-COVID, this number was 263. So landlords are leaving the market. There's no doubt about that. Supply obviously has to be increased, and in the short term, the government need to look at ways of increasing supply. There's a couple of things that could be done there in terms of turning over vacant properties. Maybe looking at Airbnb, the amount of properties in Ireland that are exclusively left for short-term rentals. These are things that could bring, there's legislation already in place regarding this, and kind of enacting that legislation or enforcing that legislation could bring these houses back in and increase supply in the short term.
And what do you make of what the Taoiseach had to say, Jackie?
Well, I suppose every time the numbers in the homeless sector go up, they come out with they're going to try and look at something. But so they dip a little bit. They go down to maybe 8,000. They go back up again. Then there's a scrambling by the various politicians to state that they're going to start looking at something. But they know if they don't look at something, implement a program of work that's going to have long-term solutions, it is going to rise again. So I don't understand why when something happens, the numbers go up and everybody starts shouting about it. It's as if they didn't realise it was going to happen. Like, we know landlords are leaving the sector for various reasons. And absolutely, the budget didn't do anything at all to try and prevent that or encourage people to either stay in the sector or to join the sector. And then on top of that, they add a levy to concrete, which, you know, they're saying on one hand we need to build more buildings and houses, and on the other hand they increase the cost. And now they've come out and said they're going to look at that. But there's no consistency in how they're going to manage it. And we keep getting referred back to the Housing for All plan. But that's all lovely. But it's a book in an office that isn't seeing people find a home in this country. And they need to come out, sit down and start saying, this is a plan, this is our strategy, and we're going to have a government-wide approach as opposed to just the Department of Housing.
If during COVID, though, legal provisions were made for an eviction ban during a once-in-a-century pandemic, you know, can you understand, Jackie, why during all the issues we have now, rising inflation and energy crisis and so on, why similar provisions are proving difficult to introduce?
I can understand the difficulty, but the disappointment is we shouldn't be looking at it now. I mean, we have had periods of time in this country when there was quietness and calmness. Before the pandemic, before the Ukrainian war, they should have put policies in place. And just because these other factors are happening, it shouldn't put them off their target to solve the homeless crisis, because it's been here long enough. Like, since 2014, we have been seeing a steady increase. It's been there before then. So why are we now in 2022 looking at this kind of program of not work and people trying to scramble for solutions? So I don't think it is good enough at this stage, and I absolutely don't think it's good enough that We have, like he's saying, that we're going to bring more emergency accommodation on stream. That's fine. That means people will not be sleeping on the street. But it also means they're going to be living in a room with maybe two or three children, so maybe five people in a room. And going on holiday is lovely. Go to a hotel, you know, but it's not lovely when that's your life. And that's what they need to start considering. And if they can't bring the homes on stream quick enough, they need to start putting supports in place. We need to see more family support workers. We need to see more psychologists. We need to see people dealing with the trauma that people who are in homelessness are suffering from. And so give them the roof, give them security, but also look after their mental health and their well-being.
Karina, can I just ask you, what are people in this county and the wider Western region, what are they telling you at Threshold about the housing crisis?
Okay, well, what they're telling us is that my rent's going up by 10%, 20%, 30%, in some cases 40%. I can't afford my rent. What they're telling us is that my landlord has served notice for me to leave and I've nowhere to go. I've nowhere to go. I can't find any accommodation, let alone affordable accommodation. That's what's happening to renters out there right now, all over the country.
Okay, extremely, extremely difficult situation and one you wouldn't want to be in. Jackie, in terms of Clare in the Midwest at present, how is the homeless situation? Have things, are they relatively under control? Are services coming under immense pressure?
We are under immense pressure. Absolutely, and I can see that's going to get worse as the time progresses. And I suppose what we need to start looking at, you know, if people are falling into arrears in their rent because of the cost of living crisis, the government need to step in and say, okay, we're going to increase maybe HAP, there's going to be some type of emergency payment to support you in that. They're going to have to look at ways of supporting people who potentially could hold on to their tenancy. Now, in no way am I suggesting that people who are abusing the system and maybe not paying the rent because they just decided not to, or any antisocial behaviour. I'm talking about people who really are trying their best to keep the roof over their head, but every door they go to is closed. We need to start looking at what can we do to prevent people falling into homelessness. Can there be some type of negotiation with the landlord? If somebody's thinking about selling up, maybe it could be that, you know, it goes that the council step in and maybe buy that property. Is there a situation where maybe the landlord might say, okay, look, I'll give you 6 months. There is absolutely a dip coming in the market anyway. It might be more beneficial for the landlords to stay in there. But we need to be involved. Like Threshold are the experts in this about trying to keep people in their homes. But I just think the government need to come out and say, let's put more people on the ground to start dealing with people who potentially are going to find themselves homeless. Let's see, are there solutions to keep them in their homes? And that way we might prevent, even if we prevented one in every four people becoming homeless, that is a win from some element. And then we can start concentrating on the other three. But allowing it that everybody's been kind of left to their own devices, like, I got an eviction notice, I have to leave, I can't find anywhere to rent, where am I going? That's just not good enough.